Lesson 14, Listening A. Nunavut is Canada's first territory run by native people. Its capital city is Iqaluit, spelled I-Q-A-L-U-I-T. The creation of Nunavut in April 1999 marked the first change to Canada's map in the last 50 years. Nunavut is located in Canada's far north, in the Canadian Arctic. Much of it reaches into the Arctic Circle, the area around the North Pole. In fact, about 60% of Nunavut lies within the Arctic Circle. Nunavut is bigger than any other territory or province in Canada. It takes up one-fifth of the entire country. Despite its great size, few people live there, 29,700. That makes Nunavut the most sparsely populated area in Canada. In addition to Iqaluit, Nunavut contains just a few dozen scattered communities. Some are on Nunavut's mainland. The rest are on islands that dot Hudson Bay and the Arctic Ocean. Nunavut is a native home of the Inuit people. In the Inuit language, Nunavut means our land. For many years, the Inuit argued that they had a right to own a part of Canada. After all, their people had lived in Canada long before the European settlers arrived. Eventually, the Canadian government agreed to create Nunavut. In exchange, the Inuit gave up their claims to other traditional lands. Permanently frozen ground, called permafrost, covers most of Nunavut. In some places, permafrost is hundreds of feet thick. This makes it practically impossible to farm. But the territory has vast natural resources that are attractive to mining companies. An Arctic climate prevails in Nunavut. It is the coldest of all climates. Its summers are the coolest on Earth. The average daily temperature in July and August is below 10 degrees Celsius, and its winters are extremely cold, with temperatures of minus 40 degrees Celsius. Getting around isn't easy. No roads or railways connect Nunavut communities. People, along with food and other supplies, must travel by airplane or boat. Sometimes, the shipments can't get through. Frozen seas or Arctic blizzards can stop them. Arctic blizzards are severe snowstorms with extremely cold and strong winds. During Arctic winters, stormy weather conditions often occur, during which a person's perception of depth is greatly reduced. Because of transportation difficulties, food and supplies are expensive in Nunavut. Many Inuit get their food as they always have, by hunting and fishing.